Muffler.
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 Muffler. Muffler reminds me of my deep and unabiding frustration with the champagne, well, the champagne party of suckers who plow snow. Because they plowed snow last winter onto my car. On top of my car, a huge, what they'll do is my car was the only one parked on the block at the time because I had nowhere else to park it because everywhere else was snowed in. It was during the massive snowstorm last year. And they collected all the snow that was on the side of the road, plowed the entire thing up onto my car, ripped my muffler off, was very, very frustrated. And not only are they lazy, but they're and layabouts, but they're also malicious bastards. I don't like that at all. Muffler.
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 Muffler. If I had a car, it would have a muffler on it. And when I turn the key in the engine, it would go brum, 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 brum. That's the sound of me driving down the road to the job that I would have if I had a job. And that's the sound of the door closing and me getting out of my car that I would have if I had a car. And this is the sound of me being happy with my life. Muffler.
Muffler. Muffler.
I always wanted a muffler. And I mean one of those things that you put your hands in, you know, when it's cold out. And I realized only little girls had those. And that started to get me really depressed about the whole gender split in society and the fact that I wasn't allowed to play with Barbie dolls due to stupid codified gender dependency. You know what? Barbie dolls? Way cooler than G.I. Joe's, kids. They got a lot more stuff going on with them, you know? They're people. They really are. I swear. Muffler.
Muffler. Muffler. What kind of a... Do you know much about flowers? Because I've got a girl and I want to buy her some flowers.
You've come to the right place. I know everything there is to know about flowers. Floridicus, that's the scientific name for flowers, the layperson would call them.
I'm really impressed. I've got to get her a really spectacular arrangement this year because...
Well, we specialize in spectacularity. What's your predicament?
Awesome. Well, basically, we've had a rough week. She punched me in the neck and left me by the roadside. And we were trying to get over that. You know, I had some lingering resentment sort of thing, and she was kind of fine with it. But the resentment that was lingering on my part was really kind of messing up the relationship. And
We can work with this. We're going to take this as a big ball of clay and shape into something that's fun to play with.
Cool.
Right over here, we have our blue version of our Honda Accord tulip.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually shaped like a Honda Accord. You'll notice the little tires we've put on it.
And, yeah.
It's blue. That kind of takes a tongue-in-cheek jab at the whole predicament that went down. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This says, hey, you punched me in the neck, left me in the roadside for dead. Here's a flower shaped like a car. Let's just have this be water under the bridge.
I think that's a really interesting idea. Unfortunately, I think she kind of responds to tongue-in-cheek jabs by... putting her tongue in my cheek and jabbing me.
Jabbing.
Yeah.
That's okay. What we have here, we have a daisy, a specially imported daisy that when you click on the stem down here, a switchblade knife shoots out of the pistol.
Oh, wow.
And right between the pistol and stamen, you see. And what you do is you can kind of use this as a rudimentary shiv of sorts.
Interesting.
As she gets out of hand.
Yeah.
So that kind of solves that problem. That takes care of the tongue-in-cheek jab combination.
Okay.
If you couple this with the Honda Accord flower, you've got the beginnings of a really nice bouquet that says, hey, baby, I love you anyway, even though you're a maniac.
Ooh. Well, that all sounds intriguing. What do you have in the way of chocolates?
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Hi! I am a 75-foot-tall snowman.
Well, yes, you are.
And I'm ready to be your friend.
Right. Well, I'm a 3.5-foot-tall little boy, and I've very recently urinated on myself.
Is this my towering presence that made you wet yourself, little boy?
Yes, it is, and now it's beginning to freeze to me and make little pea sickles on my pant leg.
That's perfectly understandable. Nice. I've scared 6 little children down the block to death, though, so consider yourself lucky.
Oh, see, I thought they were just making snow angels.
I was just trying to be their friend.
Right, well, you know, maybe if you weren't 75 feet tall and you didn't have glowing red demonic eyes and a... and anatomically correctness at 75 feet.
Perhaps that would be good.
I have an idea.
What's that?
Make yourself smaller.
What? I can't make myself smaller. The only thing that can make me smaller is the sun. When it comes out, then I start to shrink, and after a couple hours, I shrink down to human size. But let's not talk about such matters, because it's kind of sad for the 75-foot-tall snowman to think about. Until then, let's just be friends the way we are. I'll protect you, and you'll give me...
Excuse me.
What?
How do you propose that a 3.5-foot-tall little boy and a 75-foot-tall snowman be friends?
Grab onto the end of my scarf.
All right.
And I'll whip you up here onto my shoulder.
Oh, Jesus, God in heaven above!
Okay, see, now as I make a little bed out of my scarf... And you can nest down in there, and I'll carry you around on my shoulder.
All right, this isn't so bad. How about I got a game we could play?
I'm ready to play games.
Let's go crush the living hell out of Bobby Shanker, who used to beat me up in third period lunch.
Whatever you say, good friend.
How old is too old to go to the zoo, would you say?
Well, hold on. Let me check out the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Okay.
Yeah, right here, 15.
15?
By yourself. I mean, if you're accompanying someone younger, then you can be older.
Okay, we gotta get...
So how old are you now?
Well, I'm 22.
Okay, let me check the conversion chart. Right, you've gotta have, someone no more than 8 years of age with you.
Okay, well, that's not too brutal, but, yeah, I've got this deep, unabiding curiosity about lions. I've really got to see some lions soon, or else I'm gonna kind of freak out. And do you know where I can get an 8-year-old at this hour?
Hold on, let me check the yellow pages.
Okay.
All right. Let me see. Yeah. 8-year-olds. Dancing dragon escorts. Yeah, here's the number right here, the Dancing Dragon Escort Service.
Okay, cool.
8-year-olds for any occasion.
I guess I'll dial them up. What are you doing later on?
I was just going to read some books. You know, I've just been sitting around. Went over to the American Dermatologist Society earlier.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was thinking about starting a lifelong habit of examining my skin.
Ooh.
Yeah, then I figured that, there's stuff I want to do during a day, you know?
How old is too old to start a lifelong habit?
I don't know, let's look it up in the book.
And see with this flower, you can wrap it around your significant other's neck because the stem is long enough.
Oh, neat.
And with a quick flick of the wrist, you've sought revenge and said a lovely message of endearment.
Well, it's really cool because you've kind of grown some of the petals like Velcro, so you can actually make the flower stick.
Around your head, that's right.
Yes, it stays there. That's really kind of a neat flower. I don't want her to get the sense that, you know, I'm trying to confine her or bind her, though. You know, I want a very healthy relationship on both ends, you know, and I can only do so much.
Here is the intangible flower.
Okay.
Doesn't really exist, much like Susan Sarandon.
Ooh.
You see, if you look at it one way, you can kind of see it. But if you look at it another way, it's not really there. There, you're giving her space. You're giving her freedom. You're giving him the room to breathe a relationship. At the same time, you're saying, hey, I care. I gave you a flower.
I think that would be perfect to go with that giant chocolate head of Telly Savalas that you showed me earlier. That would be a great
like
gift.
That, huh?
I loved it.
See, everybody does bears and chocolates. I think that's kind of cliche. You go with the head of Telly Savalas and you're talking romance.
Oh, boy, I'm excited. Okay, set me up with both of them.
There you go. That'll be $357, sir.
$357? Jeepers. For my birthday last week, she got me some paper clips. I mean...
You got those paper clips on you?
Yeah.
We'll take those.
Really? Wow.
All my papers are flying everywhere.
What a great place to do business.
Be on your way, young son.
I guess I will. Okay.
Well, now that we've crushed the hell out of Bubba Shanker.
I want to go to Fazoli's. I'm 75 feet tall and I want to go to Fazoli's.
Why would you want really bad fast food Italian?
They have wonderful breadsticks.
Oh, do they? Have you ever tried the breadsticks?
So, little boy, take me to Fazoli's or else I will bury you deep within my frozen shoulder where you will suffocate and turn to a little boycicle.
Right, why don't you take me to Fazoli's?
And say, what? Okay.
Because, see, you're 75 feet tall, and I'm 3.5 feet tall.
So you taking me anyway is kind of out of the question.
Yeah, it's kind of a stupid question to ask.
If you call me stupid again, I will bury you deep within my clavicle.
I didn't call you stupid.
Okay.
You don't have a clavicle. You're made of snow. You have no skeletal system.
I can dream.
Yeah, do 75-foot tall snowmen dream of icy sheep?
I dream of many things. Here we are at Fazoli's in one single bound.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Listen, Fazoli server, give me 800,000 breadsticks for free.
Hey, 75-foot tall snowman?
Yes.
My pager's going off. I'm getting a call from my escort service. I have to stop by somewhere. Can we stop by there after you eat your breadsticks?
Yes.
Great, thank you.
More breadsticks or I will bury you all deep within my loins.
Hey.
My frozen, icy tundra of a loin.
He only has one single loin.
I can dream. Dream for my lost loin. A loin I lost back in the summer of 73. When the sun was so blazing I could not face it. And all I could do to stay alive was bury myself deep within the shadow of a tree.
Yes, these are the loins of our lives.
I'm sorry to trouble you with my sad tale. Marvin!
So, basically what I was looking for then is that you would go to the zoo with me. You would be my 8-year-old at the zoo.
I've got a few questions for you that I need you to answer.
Absolutely.
You're not a creepy, scary old man.
I don't think so. No, I'm definitely not old. I'm 22. I don't think I'm creepy. I just have this deep, unabiding fascination with lions at the moment, but it's kind of a passing thing. It's a one-time thing. Never been especially fascinated with animals before, so I don't think I qualify as creepy.
Okay, good. You do know that the fee is $50 an hour.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And you don't mind if my 75-foot tall snowman friend tags along, right?
You've got a 75-foot tall snowman friend.
Yeah, he's outside.
Okay, Bob, is there anything in the conversion chart about 75-foot tall snowmen going to the zoo?
Let me get on the phone. Huh? Yeah, it says you're cool to go wherever you want with a 75-foot snowman, because where does a 75-foot tall snowman sleep?
Anywhere he wants.
Right!
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, except in hot areas, I assume. So
well, right, you don't know equatorial type of climates.
So, okay, little guy, it's off to the zoo.
Right, well, this will be fun. Let me just let him know. Hey, 75-foot tall snowman guy.
Yes!
We're going to go to the zoo.
Okay.
All right, we'll pick up my friend here. What's your name, friend?
Oh, my name is Tom.
Pick up Tom here.
All right, you're not a small boy, but I suppose that we can hang out together.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate that. Bob, I'll see you later.
Okay.
Have a good time tonight, I guess.
Yeah, I'm just going to do some coding. I think maybe I might take out my own wisdom teeth. I've got some Time Life home surgery books here, so.
Oh, well, good luck.
Grab onto the end of my scarf.
All right. All right.
That's kind of a trip, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of enjoy $50 an hour paying itself off already. All right.
Yes. So let's go to the zoo there, big guy.
Hey, we are at the zoo with half a step.
Wow, you're
big. I meant it into the middle of the zoo. No admission charge for anyone because I'm 75 feet tall.
Well, that's great. Okay, well, to the lions, then.
Shake your fist at me all you want, little zookeeper. I will never pay the admission fee, for I am 75 feet tall.
Good thing I'm way up here. He can't see me in case I ever want to come
back.
Can
you crush him there, snowman? Crush the zookeeper?
I don't know if that's a good idea. The lions might get out. The polar bear is kind of unreasonable.
Damn it. You and the boy are acting as my own personal devil and angel, whispering in my ear the good and bad thing to do.
Right, okay.
Where does my loyalty lie?
I'm just saying that, you know, you may, I don't know, the monkeys may get loose and throw feces, or, I don't know, really hot water might, you know, spill out if the dolphins all freak out and the zookeeper can't get them under control, and the warm water will melt your snowman legs, and then you'll only be, you know, a 60-foot tall snowman but with stubby legs, so significantly less impressive, and I think you're very impressive.
He's got
right
a
now.
Point. You may want to listen to him.
Silence out of the both of you. Onward to the monkey house.
There's something about these negotiated settlements.
Why are we going to the monkey house? Well, welcome to the monkey house. We are now here. Oh, looks like it's on fire.
So she didn't go for the chocolate and the flour. She kind of flung them at me and scratched herself.
But then you gave her the Telly Savalas head.
Yeah, and she ate about half of it and then kind of shrieked. And I don't know if she was unhappy or what, but she was just all jumping around. Then she threw that at me, too.
Yeah, sir, I'm sorry. I was just browsing over here, and I couldn't help it over here. Do you have a picture of your girlfriend on you?
Oh, yes, absolutely I do.
Can you take a look at it?
Right here. Here she is.
Oh. Yeah, see, it's exactly as I thought, sir. Your girlfriend's a howler monkey.
What are you saying?
Well, we have the perfect present for howler monkeys. You shouldn't have been so ashamed, sir. We have gifts for everyone, like I said.
Oh, okay.
Flower to kiss for all.
You're great.
Your girlfriend is actually a howler monkey.
It's nothing to be ashamed of, sir. We have howler monkey flowers over here. See, yeah, they howl when you tug at them.
I don't know what you're saying. I'll take one of those, then. Okay.
Okay, that'll
be. Do you know that your girlfriend's a howler monkey?
Yeah, I don't know where you're going with this.
That will
no
be $800 or a handful of random buttons.
What? You wouldn't believe what I've got in my pocket, but here you go.
Thank you, $800. I appreciate that.
Sir, I see the problem here.
Yeah?
You are yourself a howler monkey.
See, I have no idea.
No, look, here's a mirror.
I have no idea where you're going.
Look at
with
this mirror. You see the snout.
What,
yourself.
What is your point? Where are you going with
you're
this?
You're a howler monkey.
Well, you stepped on the zookeeper anyway. All the animals are going crazy, gigantic 75-foot tall snowman.
We have that instinctual bond between us.
But
I'm part animal and part man.
No, guys, look. Down there. I was at the monkey house. Two young howler monkeys in love.
Well,
isn't that a beautiful thing?
Amidst the chaos of the polar bears yelling at each other and stabbing each other with icicles, and the tigers biting each other and tearing each other's tails off and whipping each other with them in a thoroughly non-erotic manner, and the lions failing to reach a negotiated settlement. Well, if two howler monkeys can find love in a zoo gone mad, I guess it's okay after all.
You're a howler monkey.
See, no. Where? What is this? What is this? What?
Look, you're a monkey.
This flower shaped like feces.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
See,
oh, oh, oh.
See, you're a howler monkey.
Oh, oh, oh.
See, howler,
oh.
Howler monkey.
Dun
dun dun dun.
That's really good.
I've always wanted to say howler monkey.
Yes. My name is Mark. With me is Ben.
Eric in his sock.
And Matt.
Yes, props to the Velcro Sock. Props to Mr. Velcro and Mr. Sock for getting together
silent
on that one.
Props to Lawrence Welk.
Yes, the Riding Corps of Lawrence Welk. No, he was
taking,
spinning.
He's taking it easy.
In the background. He was spinning in the background.
Up,
yeah, scratching it up. And,
keeping the vibe mellow.
Yeah. He's ready to take a support role if he needs to.
Give a quick shout out to to Catherine from Urbana for giving us our suggestion.
Thank
of
you very much, Catherine
from
Urbana.
Thank you, Catherine from Urbana.
Charles Schultz. If you're listening, and I'm sure, you know, heaven has a real audio connection to what jail's like, and all the angelic choir sit around and sulk every Sunday night at 10. Yeah. How you
Charles,
doing, man?
How you doing?
Yeah.
Kick back and Have a little existential nothingness for us, huh?
That's right.
Yes, yes.
Kick that great football in heaven.
What Jails Like will be back next week at 10 p.m., but thank you very much for listening to this show. Thank you very much. Send us an email right about now so that Eric and I can read it after the show and read it in funny accents. What Jail Is Like at hotmail.com or check out the webpage at go.to/jail. Thank you very much. Good night.